This week, we'll learn about the harsh impact of furloughs with AFGE Environmental Protection Agency Local 704 member Elizabeth Lytle, and later, we'll be joined by Bill Fletcher, author of They're Bankrupting Us and 20 Other Myths About Unions. But first, we've been joined by Maryland Citizens Health Initiative President Vinny DeMarco. Vinny, welcome back.
Oh, Jason, thanks for having me. I always love to be on this show.
Vinny, implementation of the Affordable Care Act continues. Where does the process stand today?
Well, I can tell you that in Maryland, we are doing everything we can to make sure that everyone who is eligible for any of the benefits under the ACA takes full advantage of it. Just yesterday, we had this really successful faith leader summit on the Affordable Care Act, in which 150 top faith leaders in the state came together and heard discussions about what is in the ACA and how it could affect their congregations, so that when members of their congregations ask them, so how are we going to take advantage of this and how does it help us, they'll know the answer. They'll know where to send them, know how to get enrolled. And we are going to be doing that across the state to make sure that the faith community knows about the Affordable Care Act and its benefits, because they are amongst the best messengers to the public.
Vinny, talk to us a little bit about the connection between the faith community and healthcare.
Well, first of all, the faith community in Maryland has played a big role in advocating for our healthcare successes. In 2007, we passed a dollar increase in a cigarette tax that helped to reduce teen smoking, but also helped to fund a major increase in our Medicaid level, going from 34th in the country to 14th in health care for lower-income adults, and providing health care for over 100,000 lower-income adults before the ACA, could not have happened without the faith community. Christian, Jewish, Muslim faiths all together came together to say, we need this public health measure, and it happened. And then, after that, the faith community worked closely with us to make sure that all their congregants knew about it, and as a result, we really got the message out. And now they're going to play a key role in Maryland's work to make sure that the Affordable Care Act is fully implemented in our state to help as many people as possible.
And Vinny, something that you and I have talked about on this program a number of times really is almost your unique situation that you're in, with almost a partnership with Governor O'Malley and getting this thing pushed out to all the people in Maryland.
Yeah, I feel sorry, Jason, for some of my colleagues in other states who have governors who are going in the wrong direction and not doing what's right for their state and not implementing the law. But here in Maryland, right after the ACA passed, Governor O'Malley and Lieutenant Governor Brown held a press conference to say they were going to do everything they could to make sure the law is properly implemented, and they have been. And they put together a process which has been really inclusive and effective. And we have a tremendous health secretary in Dr. Jar Sharfstein, who really understands what needs to be done and knows how to do it. He's also the chair of our healthcare exchange, which is here called the Maryland Health Connection, and they've built together a great team. And we are really working very closely with them, because together we're showing in Maryland that when the advocacy community and the state work together, a lot can be done for the state.
What do you think the Affordable Care Act, when it's fully rolled out, is going to mean for the state of Maryland?
Well, it's going to mean 300,000 or 400,000 people getting health care who didn't have it before. And that is really, of course, so important for them. We've talked with people whose lives were saved, frankly, by the expansion that we did in 2008, and this will be even more. And we will all benefit, because right now we're paying $1,000 of our insurance premiums every year to pay for the health care of the uninsured. We call that a hidden health care tax. And that tax, that burden on all of us, will be reduced when everybody has health care they need and can go to a doctor and get the care and not have to wait till they're really sick and go to the emergency room. So everybody's going to be benefiting, and the exchange we had put together in Maryland is one that is really going to do everything it can to make healthcare affordable overall, because our goal is not just making sure that everyone has health insurance coverage, but that healthcare is affordable for everyone, that we get at some of the drivers of healthcare cost increases. And part of that are things like smoking, which when we reduce smoking, as we continuously do, that reduces healthcare costs. When we improve diets, that reduce healthcare costs. And when we do things like have an exchange with the power, like the Massachusetts Exchange has, to really negotiate with insurance companies to implement cost-saving measures, that works too. So we're poised to make progress for everyone in Maryland.
Vinny, one of the challenges for advocates like yourself of the Affordable Care Act face is that studies have shown a lot of people simply don't know what's in the bill. What is entailed in the Affordable Care Act? Can you talk to us a little bit about what's already been rolled out and what's coming in 2014?
Well, you know, Jason, we saw that same thing in a poll that we commissioned with the Horizon Foundation last fall, where we found that a lot of the people who would benefit the most from the Affordable Care Act just don't know it's there. And they are people who would benefit from provisions of the law that are already there, like young people up to age 26 can stay in their parents' health plan. We've done everything we could to make sure every Marylander who is eligible for that enrolls in it. One thing that a lot of people don't know about that is out there are the small business tax credits. So if you're a small business with lower income employees, you can access these tax credits to reduce your health care costs. And we've been, again, doing everything we can, working closely with AARP and also with Care First to get the message out about that to people. But a lot of people still don't know about it. So we are working hard to overcome these obstacles of people not knowing what's there, and so they take advantage of it. Now, in January 1, 2014, a lot of new measures take effect, including Medicaid expansion for childless adults. We have in Maryland, and have had since 2008, a pretty good level of coverage for parents, but childless adults have not been covered by the Medicaid program. Now they will be, and we're going to be doing everything we can to educate people about that, as well as people above those levels getting subsidies and then being part of the exchange. So a lot's happening, and we know that this problem you raise of people not knowing about the benefits is a serious one. And that's why in 2008 we ran radio ads with Governor Martin O'Malley and Ed Reed from the Ravens and Chris Samuels from the Redskins highlighting this new law, and that got lots of coverage. And that got lots of attention, and that got a lot of people enrolled. So we're continuing to do that. And I think Maryland will lead the way. And, you know, to your listeners in other states, urge your policymakers to follow Maryland's lead. That's the best way to help your state.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, and we're speaking with Vinny DeMarco, the president of the Maryland Citizens Health Initiative. Vinny, last week the Obama administration announced that it would provide $150 million in assistance to health centers across the nation to provide in-person enrollment assistance to uninsured individuals. Why is this so important?
Well, it's so important because community health centers just play a key role in, first of all, helping people who still wouldn't be covered under the Affordable Care Act for some reason because of their immigrant status or because of income levels, and they need to be there as a safety net for people who won't be covered by the healthcare expansions. And in addition, in some communities, people can't have access. There's no doctors around for them to go to with their Medicaid card or their new insurance card. But a community health center can provide that kind of the kind of help they need with their new card. So for those two reasons, we're thrilled that the Obama administration is putting additional money into community health centers. We're big supporters of them. And in Maryland, I can tell you they're doing a great job of providing health care for people.
And what can you tell us about the progress of the state health exchanges that are going on?
Well, I can only really tell you about Maryland's, and Maryland is doing very, very well. Number one, we committed to doing a state exchange. 18 states have, meaning another 22 states have not, and that's very sad that those states have not, 32 states have not, that they have not decided to set up their own exchange, which means that the federal government has to, and that takes a lot of the decision-making out of their hands, and they shouldn't want that. We in Maryland want to make our own decisions about what should be in our exchange. Now, the federal government leaves states a lot of leeway in how to develop the exchange, and we looked at what some other states have done and found that Massachusetts has a great model that's working, that gives the exchange authority like active purchasing, which allows them to negotiate with insurance companies and really keep healthcare costs lower if they can. So we're going to have a robust, strong healthcare exchange in Maryland, and I think everybody's going to benefit from it.
Vinny, what are middle-class families in Maryland saying to you about this whole healthcare reform situation?
Well, the ones we talk with are the ones who've seen benefits like their young people being able to stay in their plans until age 26. Some small business owners who are saying, wow, it's great to get those tax credits, helps us keep going. Sometimes seniors are getting benefits of the lower prescription drug prices. So we're seeing middle-income families say, wow, this is really, really helpful to us. More middle-income families are going to benefit starting January 1, 2014, when they see the subsidies in exchange allow them to get health insurance for the first time. So I think more and more over the next few years, we're going to be hearing from middle-class families benefiting from the exchange and telling us that they're very glad Affordable Care Act is there.
You've obviously done a lot of work to get to this point in healthcare reform, but there's much to do for you yet. Talk to me about what you'll be focusing on between now and January 1 of 2014.
Well, the FAITH event that we had yesterday that was so very successful, we want to replicate that around the state. And we think FAITH leaders from one end of the state to the other could be the very best people to educate their congregants and the Maryland public about what's in the Health Affordable Care Act and how they can take advantage of it. So that's number one. And number two, we're going to be developing radio ads again like we did in 2008, then with the football stars and the governor, to let people know about these benefits so that they'll sign up for them. So we'll be doing that. And in addition, we're going to be building support for our next tobacco tax campaign. We're going to be launching a campaign in September to increase cigarette tax from $2 to $3 to use a lot of that money for health care needs in Maryland to make sure everybody has the health care they should have. So those are our three main goals going forward. And I think together, working closely with the O'Malley Brown administration, Dr. Sharfstein, the health department, we're going to continue making great success in Maryland.
Vinny DeMarco, the president of the Maryland Citizens Health Initiative. Vinny, great having you on the program today. Thanks for your time.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, available on demand at InsideGovernmentRadio.com. I'm your host, Jason Fornicola, and up next, we'll learn about the impact of federal employee furloughs with AFGE Environmental Protection Agency Local 704 member Elizabeth Lytle.